Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then. Thank you for that, and welcome to a brand new edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Oakland, California, the other side of San Francisco, where Scott is sitting in the studios where I would normally sit. Of course, I haven't sat there since, what, March of last year? The pandemic is so great. But anyway, here on the old Skype, bringing you a show I've been hosting about 15 years now, and that is a nationally syndicated show on video games, the Video Game Review. And I talk about all video games. I know I'm on the sports networks here, Sports Byline USA, the Home Network, Coast to Coast, Border to Border, around the world, on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you are in the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. We know you love the video games, a little home cooking. Also, not just through the website, sportsbyline.com, the email is rick@sportsbyline.com. That's how you'll win the brand new game I give away, always at 40 after the hour. But on sbnationlive.com, as we go through the SB Nation network through Houston, Texas. My cousin just texted me from San Antonio. They got snow down there. It's 18 degrees. Crazy times, climate change, y'all. Also, we got you on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well. Apple applications. We would be doing Twitch, but that's only if I was back in the studio. Also, don't forget, you can always listen to us on Sirius Channel 211. That's the Dan Patrick channel in Prague. 211 in progress. See the man. See the man. Great to be on Sirius XM as well. 211. So what we do is we talk video games. We take your calls. That's the most important. You're on my unpaid correspondence. What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? We are in the golden age of video games. But there's still a lot of junk out there. So tell us what's worth your money and where it's not, what's overhyped. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. And we will talk to you. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. The Twitter is @RickTittle. Cynunciate my T. So we'll give a brand new game away. We'll tell you what's new this week as well. And your calls. Take a quick break. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us. It is the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. And what have you been playing this weekend? Always starting off the show with open lines. Like to do it. Come on and bring it. And all gamers, welcome from the neophytes who maybe don't understand some of these acronyms I say, like MMORPG, FPS, all that stuff. I'll slow it down for you if you want. And also the hardcore gamers. As well. So we can talk together. Everyone's welcome at 1-800-878-PLAY. As I mentioned, at 40 after, I'll give away a brand new game. Just email me, rick@sportsbyline. The answer, second correct answer wins the game. And any questions throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com. You know, I was thinking about a few days ago hearing about how CD Projekt Red was under this cyber attack. This company which developed the Witcher series and just so successful and really the pride of Polish game developing, pride of European game developing, really, and the hype behind Cyberpunk 2077. And as we know now, it was rushed to get to launch on these next-gen systems in November. It was buggy as all get out. It was humiliating in some points, and they had to pull it off, and they had to offer refunds, and it was a disaster. And they said, we'll make good, don't worry. So this is the last thing they needed now, was this hack attack, because the company said on Twitter a few days ago, quote, an unidentified actor, I like that. An unidentified actor gained unauthorized access to our entire internal network, collected certain data belonging to CD Projekt Capital Group, and left a ransom note. End quote. So they contacted police, obviously, and then they published a copy of the ransom note, and the hackers claim to have stolen the source codes. These source codes for not just The Witcher 3, but also Cyberpunk 2077. Then they said a bunch of internal administrative documents, and they said, quote, if we will not come to an agreement, then your source codes will be sold or even leaked online. Investors will lose trust in your company, and the stock will dive even lower. So what's interesting about that is when Elon Musk in January said, man, this Cyberpunk 2077 is an amazing game. Whoop. What happened? Stock went back up. It's amazing what these influential people, and I'm not talking about YouTube influencers. Wear my makeup. Unbox this toy. But I remember I produced this show one time. We had an author on it, and his book was a self-help book for kids or something, but it was like number 14,377 on Amazon. He went on Oprah and she held it up, and that day it jumped to 9 on Amazon because Oprah held it up on her show. So when Elon Musk said, this game's great, whoop, but as soon as this note came out, then it went down 5%. And listen, I'm not playing the stock market anyway. I'm not part of the whole GameStop Robinhood dealio. I don't even have Reddit. So have fun with that, everybody. But the stock obviously took a beating after the game launched and had nothing but problems. And the company said it would not give in to the demands nor negotiate with the actor, and they were aware that the data could be released. And they said, we are taking necessary steps to mitigate the consequences of such a release now. At this time, we can confirm that to our best of our knowledge that the compromised systems did not contain any personal data of our players or users of our services. That's the thing most people care about. Most people don't care about if their source codes get leaked. Now, over the years, you think about how games can get modded out and how sometimes source code is just like, look, go ahead and take it. I don't even want it. Take my source code. There have been reports that a lot of this stuff has been leaked already, showing that the threat was serious. But now, listen, thieves, they'll kick you when you're down. You know, they're a pack of wolves looking for the weakest member of the pack of antelope or whatever. Is that what they hunt? And so I just was thinking, these poor people, goodness gracious. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, since we last spoke, there was a really cool rumor coming out from EA that they have now since they've, of course, partnered with Lucasfilm since that Disney merger and using DICE to do their Battlefront games. And we got a rumor that there is a brand new shooter, which is rumored to be coming out this year, that is a Star Wars game. And it says here, quote, the game has been in the works for a little over 2 years. It is much smaller scale than something like Fallen Order, akin to Squadrons. It is a shooter, but not confident if it's a traditional first-person shooter or third-person shooter, just that it involves gunplay. Will release quarter 4, 2021 for all major platforms, including the Switch. It is developed on Unreal Engine 4. No idea when trailer will drop. Well, if you think about how big Battlefront 2 was, if you think about how big Jedi Fallen Order was, those are obviously some big games with some big maps. So it just leads us to think, what would it be? I mean, would this be Battlefront 3? I think it's easy to imagine it could be anything, but we know for sure is that Lucasfilm's games has launched. And what that signals is that Disney and Lucasfilms are looking to make video games a much bigger part of what they have in the future. And I know Disney has its tentacles and all sorts of things, and you can say, well, you know, they've lost money with these, with the pandemic, basically having their theme parks closed. Does that mean that they would put more time into the video games? I think there was already more time going to the video games anyway, but it couldn't hurt. But if you think about a new open world Star Wars game coming from Ubisoft, that's in the works. You think about Bethesda right now working on that Indiana Jones game. So I think a lot like Squadrons, it wouldn't be out of character for EA to just surprise us like that again. So they said it's a rumor. You know, some of these rumors, like when they were making the next Battlefield game after Battlefield 4, what would be the theme, what would be the theme? And there was a German website that said Weltkrieg 1. Weltkrieg 1, World War One. And as a World War One buff who I've walked preserved trenches in northern France and Flanders, I just thought, oh, that would be amazing. And it was. But I put zero stock into it. Just because somebody wrote an article in Germany that said Weltkrieg 1. Now, it was being made in Sweden, so Germany's closer to Sweden and America, like, as the map goes. But anyway, any Star Wars game on the Unreal 4 engine is definitely, I think, would be welcomed by all of us. All right, the lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
The Video Game Review.
Back to the show. Great to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. Coming up in the next segment, we'll be giving away a brand new game. Emails rick at sportsbyline.com. What have you been playing this weekend? You know, I threw in the old Call of Duty Modern Warfare as I still wait for a PS5. I mean, there's no hide nor hair of these things, right? If there's any sign of hope for us on the PS5 front, I did get an email from GameStop this week, and it said, hey, Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S in stock, online only. I clicked, and they weren't bundles. You know, I have no use for Miles Morales and a camera. I have no interest in that game. So I don't want to pay $750 when I'm already going to pay $500. But anyway, there they were. The X and the S in stock, not bundled. And I could have hit click and had one. But I didn't because, I mean, those are amazing systems. I would love a free one. But I want to buy the PS5. So, and we know the PS5 is more popular. So I knew that when it came to the availability being like that, that the Xbox was going to be coming first. But it's a good sign, though, because for a while there, you couldn't get an Xbox Series X or S either. And by the way, I implore you to have patience if you really don't want the digital version, the cheaper version, because I mean, that's, if somebody gives you a game, hands it to you anyway, not a code, you're not going to be able to play it. You're not going to ever be able to lend your games or sell your games to anybody. And also, you're probably going to very quickly have to get an external hard drive. You'd think, well, I'm going to get one anyway. I know, I'm just letting you know. If you want to go all digital just to save $100, now $100 is $100. I'm not going to act like it's $2, but I think in the long run, your patience will be rewarded, especially like if you, you know, want to watch a movie or something, or a disc with pictures on it or whatever. I think you're better off having that slot to put that disc into. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. I also noticed all weekend when I was playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare on the PS4 that my progress would go up on the sort of season tier. So I kept getting, you know, whatever it is, a free watch, a free skin, next thing. But my rank never went up. And it's just stuck at 44 or 45. Before, when all the seasons started over again, this is neither here nor there, but when the season started all over again, those all started you back at 55. Because you would get, we'd all get to 155 and stop. And then this time around, it put me back at, I think it was 35. So now I'm at 45, and it just stopped. And I don't care anymore. I don't. But I have seen guys now, or girls, players in the 300s with their ranks. So it's not maxed out anymore. Unless it maxes out somewhere in the 300s. You can tell me that. 1-800-878-PLAY. Minecraft. Education Edition is having a Black History Month DLC, which I think is cool. You know, if I could learn history through video games, if I could learn anything through video games as a kid, I think that's great. Kids are playing a game and then they're learning about, you know, Black history, Harriet Tubman, whatever the topic is. And that's all good, right? I remember the the Assassin's Creed non-violent edition or non-competitive ancient Egypt, and you would watch a mummy evisceration in canopic jars, and no one, you don't have to worry about anybody attacking you. It's like, all right. But anyway, kudos to Minecraft. And that's not the first time they've had education editions. But as I said, that's pretty cool for Black History Month. But a couple of blasts from the past this week. It was just on Friday that we got the announcement from 343 Industries that there's going to be a Halo 3 new map. What? Yeah. Halo 3 came out over a decade ago. So why would it be, why would it have a new map? Apparently, this map released in Russia via a closed beta, and fans have attempted to grab it and mod it. And Microsoft kept pushing back against those efforts. And so if you look at a screenshot, which was included in the post I saw, the new map looks like a human, remember this is Halo, you got aliens, but a human military base that is located somewhere up in the snow. And so 343 says this will be a new map for Halo 3 from Halo Online, and it doesn't look like any of the maps that appeared in the game, which is shuttered. It also doesn't look like any of the maps that were supposedly going to be added to Halo Online and then got canceled a few years ago. But there was a URL for a screenshot, and it said canceled Halo map, and then it featured some icy concept art as well. But, I mean, there's a little bit more to be excited about with the upcoming MCC Update 2 Master Chief Collection. That's getting a proper server browser. So if you're considering how much content is packed in MCC, it can be hard to find a specific match using the basic matchmaking tools. So being able to scroll through a list of servers, finding folks playing lockout swords 24/7 at 3 in the morning, that's actually pretty cool. And this is all from Kotaku, by the way, this information I got. So thank you for that, Kotaku. I remember when I was at the first time I met somebody from there, I go, where do you work at? Kotaku. Kotaku. I was like, Kotaku. Speaking of Kotaku, how about Konami? Konami, you might remember, pulled the plug on a game called 6 Days in Fallujah. They was being developed by their underling Atomic Games, and it was supposed to be a realistic story about the war in Iraq, and it was supposed to be based on real experiences of U.S. server members, but it got scrapped for being too controversial. Well, listen to this. It is being resurrected. Another game from 10 years ago. Atomic Games CEO Peter Tamty, and with Highwire Games, which is the studio that a lot of Bungie developers went over there. Those are the ones that worked on that game Gollum a couple years ago. They say, working in partnership with frontline Marines and soldiers who fought in the battle for Fallujah, Victura and Highwire have spent more than 3 years building unique technologies and game mechanics that bring players closer to the uncertainty and tactics of modern combat than any other video games explored. Now, this isn't a rumor. This is a trailer, and you can watch this. And for those of you who don't remember, in 2003, the invasion of Iraq, of course, bloody conflict, and over 4,000 United States servicemen and women have died. Many more Iraqis, many civilians. It's been a very bloody conflict. And in Fallujah, that very next year, 2004, there was some of the worst fighting. And a lot of those who survived it are still suffering the effects of not just their wounds, but, of course, PTSD as well. So Victoria Games said in their statement, quote, 6 days in Fallujah aims to be the most authentic military shooter to date to tell these military and civilian stories with the integrity they deserve. So we'll see how what they want to do. And remember, the games have to be inclusive now. So otherwise, they're too controversial. You know, it's funny, when I was thinking about Battlefield 1, as I mentioned earlier, and you can play a game 4-on-4, and all four of your German soldiers, World War One German soldiers, are of African heritage. And then all of the Americans you play with can be Asian females, which might not be exactly historically correct, but that's where we are with inclusion. You know, you can't have a German army with just white guys in it. So I would imagine telling the story of the civilians. Civilians are innocent people who get screwed by the policy of the people in charge. They don't make the policy, but they suffer from it, that's for sure. So we'll see how, remember how controversial this was. It's out, and I like the fact they're saying they're making it realistic. We'll see. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back and give a brand new game away on the Video Game Review.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Can one of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store.
Sorry,
to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we've got Rick here, a veteran in the league who's gone 0-2 the past Valentine's days. Do you think he can pull off a win this year?
I always like an underdog, Bob, but I'm not sure about this guy.
He's passing aisle 3, picks up a bag of wings, he dodges the produce section.
But will he pick up the heart-shaped box?
Heading toward the candy aisle, he's picking up speed. Oh no, he chokes and heads straight to the checkout.
Unbelievable, this close to Valentine's Day.
Don't be a Rick. Make happy this Valentine's Day with a heart-shaped box of Russell Stover chocolates.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on AFN. Hey, it's 40 after the hour. That means it's time to give away a brand new game. And I have it here. It just came out 2 days ago. It's called Dragonborn. And it's a throwback. It's a PC and Game Boy game. Yeah, that's right. So it's basically a Game Boy game. They've moved to the PC. It's not going to wow you with graphics, but it is fun. It's developed and published by Spacebot Interactive, and it's good for kids, too. It's an RPG. My question is this game about dragons, or is this game about NASCAR? Just let me know. And by the way, congratulations to Michael McDowell winning the Daytona 500, who was on my show last week. So I'm taking full credit. That I threw some pixie dust on him. That's why he won. But anyway, Dragonborn. Is it about dragons or is it about NASCAR? Let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com and the second correct answer will win. Here's the summary. Quote, Dragonborn is an 8-bit adventure RPG featuring a turn-based battle system and various mini quests and puzzles that you must complete to progress through the game. And I have it here for the PC. I'm not giving away Game Boy games. I'm just not. Nothing against the Game Boy, but there's not too many people out there who are probably still rocking their Game Boy. If this Game Boy is rocking, don't bother knocking. That type of thing. I had an email I wanted to read. And we'll get to the new releases. Rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is by Charlie. Charlie writes in from Billings. What's going on in Montana? I saw the other day the coldest spot in the nation was Montana. I usually think it's the Great Lakes or maybe the Northeast, but Montana, taking it home, it was like a minus 41 somewhere. Anyway, hope you're doing all right in Billings. Charlie says, Rick, I also don't have a PS5. I don't think I'm ever going to get one. We don't have a lot of stores up here, LOL, and I don't have a lot of empathy for the people who buy them up online. Yes. I don't know if empathy is the right word, but you're a better man than me. There are a lot of people. Speaking of Kotaku, there was a great article written by this guy, Mike Fahey, who goes straight into F words and, yeah, it's pretty foul. It's not safe for work about what he thinks about these people. Especially there's this place called The Lab. The Lab is based in the United Kingdom and it's a cook group. A cook group. No, they're not making meth, but they do teach people who pay them how to use bots to secure these hard-to-find video game consoles, or also, the other big thing now, basketball shoes. Like when the new Jordans, as we used to say, come out or debut, now what do things do? What does an album do, Butterfingers? It drops. Yo, man, the new Drake album just dropped. Well, somebody should pick it up. So if a new Jordan drops or a PS5, comes out, debuts. it's just gone. How is it gone? Like that. And if you look through The Lab's Twitter feed, you can see tons of pictures of quote-unquote success stories. Pictures of receipts, transaction records, of the product, and they were all purchased at speeds faster than a human can press, I want it. And this negative press that these people are getting, this guy hit back. His name's Jordan. And he says, there seems to be a lot of bad press on this incredibly valuable industry, and I do not feel that it is justified. All we are acting is a middleman, as a middleman for limited quality items. Aha. Well, apparently somebody bragged about how they bought 5 PS5s and then they made a profit of $350 on each one. Is that cool? This is what Jordan says. Essentially, every business resells their products. Tesco, for example, buys milk from farmers for 26p or so per liter and sells it on upwards of 70p per liter. No one ever seems to complain to the extent that they are currently doing towards ourselves. Tesco, by the way, is like Safeway. You can get gas at Tesco some places in England, too. But yeah, pence. Yeah, of course, there's markup, but that's not what these guys are doing. Because that is a business model. You go to a farmer, you buy the farmer's milk, and then you sell it for more. Why? Because you are bringing the milk to the consumer. And we pay to not have to go to the farm. We pay the farmer for getting up at 4:30 in the morning and attaching the cow's udders to machines. Unless you're doing it by hand there, Hezekiah. And then the grocer for pasteurizing it, keeping it cold and safe and germ-free, and then giving it to us. So we gladly pay the markup for that. That's what we're paying. We're paying the farmer and we're paying the grocery store, right? But if you're just using incredibly fast bot software, It would be like this. If you use those bots to buy all the milk at the grocery store, all of it in 1 second, and then sold it to everybody. That's the thing. Now, these people have, this guy Jordan said that he's received death threats from angry gamers, and that's the really scary thing about the internet now. It's sort of like politically, if someone disagrees with you, then they're a fascist or they're seditious or they're treasonous. Obviously, people don't know what those words mean sometimes. You know what true fascism is, but someone said the poem during the inauguration was a fascist poem. I don't know. The internet is scary. There's a lot of anonymity, obviously, but you don't threaten to kill somebody because they took a video game console away from you. I hope those people get rooted out. But this guy Jordan said that he's helping a lot of people during the pandemic get extra cash. Well, it's all how you reason it, isn't it? It's all the way you want to, the way you looked at it. But the whole thing about the pre-sale, as you know, it was November 12th for the United States. That's when it launched, the PS5, and November 19th for the rest of the world. Only that, it wasn't there. GameStop and Walmart, they started offering all their pre-orders with no heads up. And it's just, it's been a mess. So it's one thing to not have everything ready, and it's another thing when, I mean, how long ago is it? We're in February now, and you can't get them. And that's great for Sony. I mean, as soon as they make them, someone will buy them. That's a, you know, a business's dream, you know. So, anyway, no, I have zero sympathy or empathy, as you said, Charlie. Thanks for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. I also saw someone who was outraged because someone went into the Left 4 Dead wiki and desecrated it by creating a fifth survivor named Purple Francis. if you played the original, which was an Xbox exclusive back in the day, and it is a Valve game, one of my favorite developers, great game, loved it. It was Francis, Bill, Lewis, and Zoe. Those were the four left four dead. And so someone went on the wiki 2 days ago, and totally went to town creating this guy named Purple Francis, and then gives an entire backstory, and people are losing their minds over it because it's not canon. I just say, just relax. It's okay. And you got to remember, that's the whole thing about Wikipedia, is that it is completely it's completely edited by the public, right? Okay. Let's look at the new releases this week. We have 10 new games this week. Hashtag Drive. It is a racing game for the Switch. Azure Lane Crosswave, a shoot 'em up for the Switch. There's a lot of Switch games this week. Doomsday Warrior. Doomsday Warrior was a Super Nintendo game. Do you remember it? If you're my age, you remember it. Doomsday Warrior now makes its deal over to the Switch. And that's cool when you have the Nintendo store, but you know, fire it up, play on it. Fire and Ice. This is an old Tecmo game that was on the NES, and now that's on the Switch. This is an adventure puzzle game. Fire, apostrophe N, Ice. As I said, Tecmo did not just make Tecmo Bowl, but made other games as well, obviously. Also this week on the Switch, Thomas Was Alone. That's a platformer. Persona 5 Strikers. This is Switch, PS4, and PC. Action game. Psycho Dream. This is an action platformer on the Switch, as is Prehistoric Man. Prehistoric Man. That's prehistoric with a K at the end. That was a GBA game. Game Boy Advance SP. We also have My Universe Pet Clinic, Cats and Dogs. That's a sim. And then finally a PC game called Tiny Shot. It's an action shooter platformer published by Head Up Games and developed by a guy named Aleth Hamed. Tiny Shot is a 2D arcade shooting game where you play as a little creature who signed a deal with the devil to get his lost horn and earn love and fame in return. Talk about a backstory there. I think that's sacrilegious. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the cheat code. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com. I do like giving away for older games. So warming my cockles, wherever those are. Got an email here from Katie. Katie says, Rick, can I ask for a Super Nintendo one? Castlevania 4. How do I fight vampire butt at the end? How do I fight? Oh, how do I whoop some vampire butt at the end? Well, I think what you're talking about, and by the way, it's Super Castlevania 4. That final fight in that game is pretty brutal. Not as brutal as Metroid Prime or Mylon's Secret Castle, but I'm just thinking two horrifying ones for me, but it's bad. But what you do is, before you head up the staircase to take him on in battle, jump to the left of the staircase. You'll say, why? There's nothing there. Aha! You will land on an invisible platform. Head down the invisible staircase on the left, and you will be rewarded with goodies, including 99 hearts, a crucifix, and a really cool upgraded whip. Now you're ready to go back in. This is actually one of the coolest, I don't know, what do you call it, Easter eggs in video game history, because when you think about a boss that tough, now this is also the type of thing that there's no way you're going to discover by accident. I mean, I used to play Spear of Destiny on DOS, and I would push every wall, because every single wall, even ones without a picture, could go in and there would be prize. And you get to the end of the map and it said you only got 67% of the prize. I'm like, what? I got everything. And then I started pushing it. But anyway, yes, once again, go up the stairs. Before you go all the way up, jump to the left, go down the invisible platform stairs, 99 hearts, crucifix, and a upgraded whip. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with another edition of the show next week. I'm Rick Tittle. Have a good President's Day, and we will see you next time on the Video Game Review.